This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning. Happy weekend. Happy Friday, September 27, 2024, on the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Your first time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here, heading into the last weekend of September. Man, I don't know how many times I mentioned it between the two podcasts that I do, but September has flown by. My goodness, and we're all approaching October, of course, my favorite month of the year for many reasons. But of course, if you're new, make sure you like, subscribe. If you've been in and out all year long, or you've been hanging in there with me since the relocation of podcasts, thank you so much again. Make sure you do like, subscribe, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, y'all know what it is, and many other podcast platforms as well, including our bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, for more bonus content. Me and Alex Aiden recorded more bonus content earlier in the week, so definitely go check that out. But you have to download the Podbean app, and then you should be able to find that channel very easily. This is the preview edition, football. Tomorrow morning, K-State hosting Oklahoma State. This has been a weird series, to be the least. Oklahoma State coming off the loss to Utah. Oklahoma State ranked 20th in the country. This is a top 25 matchup and more than likely an elimination game. And on top of that, throw another wrinkle in here. Probably be bounced out of the top 25 if you lose this game. K-State 23rd. Now, I thought they were 25th, but That shows where I'm at. But anyways, it's still a top 25 matchup. K-State, as I'm looking at least on this sheet here, 23rd. In K-State, of course, we all know what happened last week. The debacle, the self-destruction after pretty much dominating the first half against BYU. The getting upset and getting embarrassed on the road. Can you respond again? That's going to be the key in this one. And why I say it's weird, because ever since I've gotten to K-State, plus graduated from K-State, of course, me and Alex Aiden, for those of you new listeners of the pod, or Kansas State alums, and I don't know, because it's like the team that has the home field advantage plays better. It just feels that way, whether that's, you know, Oklahoma State last year, K-State being the better team, but they did not play very well against Oklahoma State. And they go back to year before last year, where K-State just absolutely blew out Oklahoma State, unexpectedly upset Oklahoma State there. Or, yeah, I think Oklahoma State was ranked higher than us, but I can't remember, because I know it was the Will Howard game there. I was witness to that. 2 years ago, that was very unexpected when that went down there as well. So it seems like the home team has clear advantage when playing one another. And for K-State, the card falls on them. The card falls on them. Tomorrow morning, Chris Klieman said it in the presser last week. I'm excited to see how these kids respond. We're about to find out here in a little bit over 24 hours from recording this podcast, but less than 24 hours or around that time, we're going to find out the more resiliency of this K-State team. And look, they got 11 a.m. kicks can be tricky because, again, you know, you're just waking up, or you better have that coffee espresso or whatever, y'all. I'm not a coffee drinker, but you better have that high caffeine ready because, again, K-State, you cannot afford. I think this is an elimination game. Elimination game for obviously multiple reasons that I just talked about, because the main reason is you lose this game at home. You put yourself in a hole, and not only that, you're in a hole in the Big 12 because your team came into this season, right, as one of the favorites to compete, to get back to Arlington and compete for a Big 12 championship. All the talk, all summer long, all I've heard about, even including in this podcast, get back to Arlington to compete for a Big 12 championship. Well, that's you putting that. This is probably an elimination game right here. Second, obviously you get knocked out of top 25. Now, again, these 11 o'clock games can be tricky. Again, but you're playing, you're facing off against one of the better backs. Now, again, this is going to be a battle between two of the better talented backs in the conference, right? Ollie Gordon and DJ Giddens, right? So DJ Giddens has had a wonderful year. Yes, take away the freak fumble last week that changed the entire complexion of the game, right? But other than that, he's been spectacular. This year. And Ollie Gordon, we know everyone talked about him throughout the offseason. So look, if you're K-State, you gotta come out with the energy. That's just you're at home, you get Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State lost to Utah, by the way, last week. Try to come from behind, fell short of that. But you didn't play well against this team last year. Plain and simple, on the road, you get them at home in the biggest game. I know we're one third of the way through the season, and now all these games now for K-State conference wise are huge now, because you're already behind the eight ball losing to BYU, because you were the better team, no doubt. You were the better team going in there, and you dominate for the first. You should have put, again, I don't want to rehash everything that went down. Y'all, K-State Nation, y'all know it went down. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, EG, 380 Grid the Third. He with you on this Friday morning. Look, we should have went in there and took care of business. You scored touchdowns there. Yeah, I agree 100% with majority of the K-State media, right? BYU, you put BYU in the hole. And we're probably not, we're sitting here singing a different tune, but instead, coming here, we got more questions to ask, answer here, and what about this offense? You know, I have not been impressed with Matt Wells, or Connor Riley for that matter, after four games. Look, yeah, K-State has put up points in some games and whatnot, gets bad competition and whatnot, but man, the play calling has been absolutely puzzling, to say the least, here in 2024 to this point. The unusedness of Dylan Edwards. Are you holding Avery Johnson back? The inconsistency still of the wide receivers, which is not in the coaches, but the wide receiver group has been underwhelming again. There is a teeny bit of bright spots for the wide receivers, but it looks like we might have that conversation again about this damn wide receivers. So the defense for Joe Klineman on that side, they've been good. they've been solid. Now, majority of those points last week wasn't on them, but they continue to give up big plays, though, especially in the secondary, giving up big plays, though. One of them was off of them, for sure. I think two of them were there as well, but again, A lot of cards that didn't fall your way last week. So again, the defense, you're gonna have to control Ollie Gordon. That's for them. That's the storyline of the game for them. Can you control them? Make Bowman beat you, and do not do what you did last year against this team, which you're a better team on the road, and then you stumble because the one game a year Chris Klieman team falling flat in the face happened again last week. So you cannot put yourself in that box. Can't do it at home. You gotta control them, and at least don't let Gordon beat you. Yes, I'm doing this in the part of the morning where allergies are the worst. So I apologize about that. So again, bear with me on that. It is fall, and this is where the allergies kick in, especially in the morning. So I apologize if you hear any of that. So excuse me for that. But yeah, it's just you have to slow down this running game. That's where it's going to come down to for this team. That's just what it is. And then offensively, there's just so many questions around here. And it's been every week, Avery Johnson, you're holding them back. And it's a coaching staff holding them back and all this other stuff like that. Go back to what you did against Arizona a couple weeks ago. Right? Avery's got to be smart with the ball. And again, I probably can put Avery in the same category as his offense coaching staff. All this hype and all this other stuff going into the season. And we're so excited about the future talk. We got to talk 2024. We're 3 months away from the upcoming year, Lord willing.
Right?
So, I don't know. The more I think back to these first four games and all that, the more that I'm kind of even with Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson, that's at some point, you know, the most highly recruited recruit in a state's history, right? Everybody talks about his ceiling. That's what I've heard a lot for the first freaking four games of this season. And I don't want to sound like I'm throwing not on the side of Avery Johnson. Look, I am excited because K-State should be excited. We all are excited. But the fact we got to focus on now, how can you get better? Well, you got to make better decisions. The football here. And I'm a little concerned in hearing more media, K-State media, closer to the team that covered this football team closely, that in the locker room, that with the coaching staff, or hear things say, you know, the game's moving too fast, everything else like that, still moving too fast, everything like that. Especially last week was a prime example of that, throwing it right to a BYU linebacker. We had a room to run right there, and having open guys and all this other stuff, that's a little alarming. So you at least hope for Avery Johnson's the camp of Avery Johnson that he can take a deep breath and say, look, simplify. I think this coach, they need to simplify the game plan. You have legs, and I said in the preview show last week, rely on the big three, the triple threat. The big three, Avery Johnson, DJ Gaines, and Dylan Edwards. And we all know the talk around Dylan Edwards, right? For the last several weeks now, nobody's happy that Edwards is getting the ball a lot. we've seen flashes here. We've seen cards unfold where Dylan Edwards, punt return, for example. We've seen big plays Tulane, for example, there as well. So you put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Let Avery Johnson just run around. I mean, hey, your season, September 27th, 2020. Of course, it's going to do that. Your season is hanging in the balance here as far as the Big 12 goes. You got to let Avery ride out. Because, look, he's dating with his legs. I mean, you already produced that multiple threat. So, that, I think, if Avery, look, Avery, he can, obviously, his deep ball still needs work. Misses them guys to the four games at quarter of the year. Right? Again, excuse me. Oh man, my goodness. But yeah. So you have to simplify the game. That's what it comes down to. That's what it's come down to for this team to have success. And look, you go back to the Arizona game where he threw over 100 yards. What was it? Over 150 yards and ran for another 100. That's where that money maker is. He has that type of game against Oklahoma State. K-State's winning this game. There's no question. And I'm still picking K-State to win this game. All the issues that I pointed out by Avery, I still think they'll beat Oklahoma State. You have to win. There's no question about it. And this the penalties got to clean themselves up from last week as well. You can't win like that. You just cannot win committing penalties like that. You just can't do it. So We'll definitely find out how this team's going to respond tomorrow morning. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the house here for a few more minutes. My goodness. But, yeah, you just can't put yourself in that situation. 0-2 will be devastating for K-State. You put yourself in hole, and look, Colorado, I believe, is waiting in the wings, I believe. I don't have a schedule right now up ahead in front of me, so It's gut check, I know it's still somewhat early, but again, it's gut check time for the K-State team. Come out with a sense of urgency, and look, you're going to need tiebreakers. I mean, you're not playing K-State, you're not playing Utah, so Oklahoma, this is one of them. definitely going to be one of them. So you want to have that advantage, and you do that. You put Oklahoma State in the bottom. You lose this game tomorrow, you're in a whole lot. You're in a lot of trouble. So look, obviously, it feels like this whole entire preview, I've been talking about the downsides of K-State. And I believe they will still win this game. K-State needs to win it, needs to have it. I think being at home, crowd, you have the home crowd behind you. Avery's got to play much better. I think he will play a lot better. And, yeah, K-State will win this game. It's going to be, man, these games, like I said, this has been a weird series because the home team has been the more dominant team between these two. This is going to be a game in the higher 20s. K-State 29, Oklahoma State 22, something like that. In there, K-State needs to have this game. They will pull it out. So K-State. Oh yeah, K-State 3-1 overall. 0-1 in the Big 12. Oklahoma State same similar record. 3-1. 0-1 in the Big 12. Huge game tomorrow for the Wildcats. We'll see. And by the time y'all listen to this, either today, either the remainder of the day or tomorrow, when y'all listen to this, it will be game day in Manhattan, Kansas. It's for K-State. It's time for them to show up. I believe they will do that. Chris Klieman's excited for his team. We'll see. We'll have those questions answered definitely tomorrow morning. Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports and get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Heading into another weekend full of K-State activity, of course. We'll talk soccer in the postcast there. Cross country. As I'm recording this, we'll be running here in a couple hours for their second meet of the year. So we'll have all that going down as well. Volleyball, we will be playing this weekend. They need the confidence booster, anything else like that going on as well. So there you go with all of that. That is the preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Appreciate it for those hanging in there with me on Algae I'm recording this on the board where on the time of day that I have these allergies. But anyways, we got it done. But I'm going to stop rambling here. K-State, 23rd ranked team in the nation, hosting Oklahoma State in Manhattan, Kansas at the Bill, 11 o'clock. I believe this game, I wish I had the information there. I believe it's on, I want to say ESPN, but I'm not really sure. But you can go to the website for more information about that as well. But, hey, K-State, they need to have this game. I do know that for sure. Again, appreciate you guys for listening to the preview edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, Alex Aiden, we out. Go Cats.